You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, mate, let's get going then.
Cool.
I thought I'd start it, Dan, as we have been away for such a long time. I thought I'd start it with a reworking of a 1955 American folk song.
It's not a racist one, is it?
By Pete Seeger. It's not. Game week. Where have all the FPL assets gone? Long time passing. I'm not going to sing the whole thing. They've all gone to AFCON. Long time to go. Where have all the FPL assets gone? The Asian Cup overfloweth with everyone. Doris from Accounts put them in her draft. When will she ever learn? When will she ever learn? Yeah. So Salah and Son, gone. But how do we cope? It's time for the return of game week. Dan, welcome back. Dan Pryor, you got prior knowledge of this. Obviously, we all know it was coming. Has your squad been affected?
Firstly, thanks for that song. Now we've lost 90% of anyone who was bothering to listen to start with.
Look, our listeners love a good 55 American folk song about war. That's a great place to start. And really, it is like, they're dropping like flies out there in people's squads around the world. So they need to focus going into this weirdly long game week. So, yeah, sorry about the singing, though. We haven't sung for so long on this podcast, and it felt a little bit weird.
It's the little backing up of the song that has to be released every so often.
Yes. Yeah, that's true, yeah. You obviously had Son and Salah, I think, didn't you, towards the end? You brought Salah back in?
Salah was kind of in for Son in a way, because I knew Son was going away. And, yeah, I wasn't that affected. I had He-Chan and Salah at some point, and then now I don't.
Oh, is that it? Okay,
yeah.
So not too bad.
Wang, He-Chan, Wang. Wang He-Chan.
Yes. We won't repeat what Pep called him, but he's had a nice little run, hasn't he, at the moment? Wait a minute, did I see that he was on your bench? Was that last time? I'm sure you had him on your bench. Well, he had a really good game week. I think he scored twice and he was on your bench.
Well, I had Palmer on my bench yet again when he scored last week.
Oh, wow.
The week before,
18 points on your bench then.
And Areola.
Oh,
making right boob of
Areola, him. Always on the edge of the yeah. He-Chan, that was it in the game week before, wasn't it? Mm. You've had a very strong bench,
yeah.
Always the way though, isn't it? Until you play your bench boost, and then it suddenly becomes incredibly weak.
Yes,
but you've not been too badly affected. I mean, yeah, Son was my only one really as well, to be honest. So it's not a huge outlay. I don't see any need to start playing my wild card or anything mad like that. But it's a very long, strange game week. This is the winter break game week, so it's 10 days long. It straddles two weekends, which is quite rare. I don't know if I remember this ever happening before.
If it was like the song, like on the first day of I don't know what you call this, FPLmas, what would you be getting? Because that's 10 days of Christmas. This is the 10 days
of FPLmas. Sing it, Dan. Sing it to me.
Well, all right, well, on the first day of FPLmas, the chimps gave to me a Trent Alexander-Arnold injury.
Yeah, oh, excellent. And that has scuppered me.
Yes, me too.
That's because I've used my two free transfers that I had built up already, which is quite annoying. Quite annoying, because I thought I'm not going to wait for the prices to fluctuate, you know, like you always say, Dan. So I had to get some out pretty quick. And I made another, and I had to get Cash out because suddenly Matty Cash wasn't playing for Aston Villa. And I thought, well, there's no point keeping him. I'm going to move on. And then he scored. He scored for the cup in the cup the other day. Finally, he's back and suddenly he's scoring again. So I made my two. Obviously, I mean, the obvious move is to go Cole Palmer in. I mean, I can ignore him no longer. Straight swap, Son out, Palmer in for that price, those points. He is unignorable. I certainly won't be putting him on my bench. That'd be well. That's why I have him
on the second day of Christmas. Yes. FPL gave to we. Cole Palmer from Chelsea.
Oh, it's lovely. I mean, you've had him for a while. I think everyone's pretty much.
Yeah, but he's been on my bench nearly every time he's done well.
Yeah, it's a bit like Andreas Pereira at Fulham, that sort of price point, that sort of 5.6, 5.7. Yeah, you just think like, oh, because he's so cheap, I might just put him on my bench because no one that cheap ever delivers on such a regular basis. But he seems to be having like one every three games, an amazing week of point scoring. So
yeah, I've got at the moment my captaincy on him, which seems risky. But if you get him on the good week...
Ooh.
Then you're laughing because I mean he's had a couple of stonkers, but then obviously he's also had a couple of stinkers. So
yeah, stonker or stinker, that is the question. So you're captaining him against Fulham.
That is at the moment. I'm not, because did you see like the other day he had about three chances he should have really scored from against.
Yeah,
Fulham.
I know he looked amazing, didn't he, when the highlights that I saw.
Well, amazing, but didn't finish. Yeah, and you're
he's getting in these positions. Yeah, I mean he's looking mouthwateringly good at the moment. So
what day are we on now? On the third day of Christmas, FPL gave to me. Potentially Palmer Captain C.
Oh, who Captain C?
Palmer.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Okay, on the fourth day of Christmas, FPLmas, my true love gave to me Alfie Doughty. Alfie Doughty. Is he not on your radar, Pryor? Well, let me introduce you to him. Luton.
Let me just...
here he is. Alfie meet Dan. Dan meet Alfie.
Yeah. Alfie, you all right, mate?
Yeah, hi, mate.
I don't know anything about you, Dan.
Crack. Yeah, well, he doesn't know anything about you because you play for Luton and he's dismissed you. And you shouldn't be dismissed
because you're a decent team. Starters.
Certainly. And I nearly signed you instead of signing Gabriel the week before. So a boring Arsenal defender to sign. I don't know why I bothered, but I decided to go with my head over my heart. You, however, Alfie, tell Dan about how well you're doing. Well, I've scored 25 points in the past three game weeks. And I appear to be absolutely on fire. Bang in form, Luton away coming up. A few harder games after that, but I think he's one to play for his easier games at 4.5 million. He is hot stuff. He's one to watch. Alfie Doughty, Dan. There's no Doughty that he is going to... I think he's going to score against Burnley. He'll certainly assist.
I feel like Julius Stiles in the 2001 hit movie Save the Last Dance, meeting... What? A bad boy from the other side of the tracks.
Well, there you go. Alfie and Dan, I hope you can really hit it off together. But you won't. So, I mean, now I've signed him, I'll probably put the kiss of death on him. But I think
Your last recommendation
Yeah, I mean, recently
managed to get off of rotting on my bench. Is it Anderson? Yeah, who drops point
Mads off. Anderson, yeah. Mads Anderson, yeah. He does look good. And then they've got that guy, Luton, who they've got on loan. Kabore, is it, that they've got on loan from Man City, who's quite good. And he's like a quite good winger, but I think he is away for the African Cup of Nations. Yeah, he is. So, I've just spotted Doughty. I sort of stumbled across him and then looked at his stats, and no one really owns him.
He's charmed you.
Seriously, no, he's a charming guy. I think he's charmed you. When you watch Luton play, I think he's a left wing back, but he's like very advanced. And he is creating, he's having shots. He's creating so much. I don't know what his XG is, but I think it's probably pretty bloody high. Expected assist level's massive. But those stats from the past 3 weeks are amazing. He got an 8 just before that. He's like... He's a decent cheap shout to have in your big squad, 4.5 million. I mean, it's like, I think you'll play him, you won't play him every week, but when you do, you'll have a smile on your face.
Well, I mean, on the fifth or fourth, where are we at now?
Yeah, fifth day of Christmas. Yeah.
Fifth day of FPLmas. Yeah, FPL go to me. A gusto delivery. Because I've gone back.
What, you got
to
some
gusto.
Cook at home meals? You got some cook at home meals to make.
The Chelsea defender who is 0.3 cheaper than what you just recommended. Plays for arguably a superior club.
A better team. Well, all over the shop team, but yeah.
Yeah, but he got an assist two games ago, and
I don't think his stats are anything on Alfie's stats, though, are they? I mean, come on.
It's just worth a look at. I'm just saying that's where I'm at.
Okay, so have you put him? Who have you signed for with your free signings?
Well, quite boring. I got Foden in, which everyone was doing.
Oh, yeah. I had to do. I've had him for ages. Yeah.
I didn't really. I had him earlier in the season. You might remember the other one. I regret. I have instant buyer's remorse.
Mm-hmm.
On the sixth day of FPLmas, I'm really sorry for this now. FPL goes to me. A pigeon danced footballer from Brazil.
Oh, Richarlison. Yeah, wow. He is like a partridge in a pear tree, isn't he? It's a Kansas City bird analogy. But yes, I got him in.
Because I thought in Son's absence and, you know, Johnson's doing quite well supplying stuff now.
And
I don't know. But then I watched Spurs play in the FA Cup against Burnley and just it was awful. Son and Richarlison really seemed to struggle. And now I've got buyer's remorse, and I think actually my money should be put elsewhere.
I don't know. I think in the past 5 weeks he's done pretty well, hasn't he? Really. I mean, I must say it's sort of. I still have no faith in him, but I think he's doing pretty well, isn't he? He's got 5 in 5.
Something like that.
Pretty amazing stats going into this, and when he's and as him being a midfielder still for some reason, I don't know why he's ever been classed as a midfielder on this game. To be honest, weird. But I'm going to add him to my watch list because he's one of those I just forget about and then lose interest.
Well,
but I was
thinking on this run, aren't they? They've scored. I think it's like 33 games. It's the biggest run in the Premier League. They've scored something like 33 games in a row.
Wow,
which is pretty nuts. So they seem. Like, if they're going to score a goal, then that's one of the people of the 11 or so that might well score one. Although now, there's a new rival, isn't there, in the Tottenham ranks when it comes to goal scoring or getting caught offside quite a lot.
What, is Madison back yet?
Your old friend Timo.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe it. Music to my ears when I heard that one. Timo Werner. Timo Werner. What is it? Scores a lot of points. He's a nice little earner, I think, is what how the song went. I had it on a piano. Next time, I'll play it to you live. I'll get a piano. I'll do the podcast from the jazz piano so I can play it to you live. But yeah, who'd have thought Werner coming back? I mean, you must have mixed feelings about that as a Spurs fan.
The more I've chatted with other people about it, not just Spurs fans, the more I've warmed to it. But it does, like, Richarlison's issues are he can't hold the ball up especially well. He gets caught offside loads. He seems to just not realise that the offside rule exists. Watch a match and be running, pointing like he wants the ball played when he's about 2 feet offside. Yeah. And yes, obviously I've noticed that about quite him, good yeah. opportunities when he gets into those areas. And those all seem to be things that Werner is also guilty of, which was offside easy chances missed. And
he wasn't prolific at Chelsea, was he, really? Let's face it.
But in terms of as a loan in this window, that it's very hard to buy anyone in. You know, not any got to buy him. If we do buy him, €60 million, quite a good fee, and he's an option, isn't he? And especially with Son being away potentially for a couple of games,
a few weeks,
a bit of depth. Yeah. That Argy young lad we got injured out for a couple of months. So, I don't know. And also, there's talk that he'd probably play more on the wing as opposed to up front, which he was doing for Chelsea. And also,
if you're not relying on him for goals,
he was playing under the managerial, you know, the managerial equivalent of you on FPL, which was Frank Lampard. So.
I had great years in the mid-noughties, but now things have gone awry. Yeah, I am quite similar to Lampard, actually, in terms of PL. Yeah.
Or you Rooney?
Yeah, either of those two. That works for either of them, doesn't it? I'm not going to be signing Timo Werner anytime soon, but I think Richarlison is a good shout. Okay. Richarlison's a great shout purely for his position and his playing as a striker, but Kulusevski looked very good for you, certainly against Forest anyway, but he doesn't seem to be banging in the goals against anyone else.
He looked lousy against he sometimes gets put into more of a 10 role behind the front two, which he's better at, but when he's stuck back out on the wing, he sort of sometimes seems to be cutting in a lot. But I'm a big fan of his, but he can be frustrating to watch. I think actually Brennan Johnson's the one to keep half an eye on, because he seems to start to be integrated into the team, although again finishing's an issue, but he's had a couple of
times. And is Bowen injured as well? You've had Bowen for some time.
On the seventh day of FPL mess, West Ham gave to me Bowen orange 50% chance.
Got 5 gold rings, 50% of chance of playing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So he's out for this then, isn't he?
Well, he's a 50%, isn't he? We've seen that happen before. Sheffield United away. I mean, it's starting in Bournemouth at home. I certainly won't be getting rid of him. I mean, the only move I'd have made was him to Kudus. And you know, the second that he got Kudus, Kudus, he would have gone off the ball. No. Bowen would have gone on fire. And anyway, Kudus is one of many in the AFCON.
He's gone to AFCON, because I feel like I'm lumbered with James Ward-Prowse, and I don't really think he's delivering for me in any level. But you know, Sheffield United away and Bournemouth at home, I suppose he should get, if he gets nothing out of those games, he's definitely gone, because they've got a few harder fixtures after that.
Yeah, but then
James Ward-Prowse has not been too consistent.
Sometimes I feel like he would be better against Man U and Arsenal, because they're the people who can't defend
possibly.
Set pieces as well. Sometimes these the bigger clubs, you know, they're all right playing polished football. But then when the ball comes in, I say polished football. Forget United there.
That's true.
Yeah,
he's more of a player rather than the opposition, because he can perform well against anyone when he's on his day, can't he? But I mean, he just hasn't, since I've signed him. He hasn't really set the world alight, which I thought he would do. Again, I think he got loads of assists against Forest, and then I thought, oh, he looks really in good form. But it's just because they were playing Steve Cooper's Nottingham Forest. But now that's all changed, and now we're flying, mate. Absolutely. So now you'd be putting Chris Woods in your team.
Eye on, but he's got an injury, just as a 6'5", 7" in his last three. But now he's got a knock.
Surely Chris Woods, surely, after his hat-trick haul away at Newcastle. Unbelievable, that, wasn't it? What a Christmas present that
Great
was.
Great time to play Newcastle.
On the 10th day of Christmas.
Put it on 10. This must be 8.
Well, I'm just trying to move it on a bit. Chris gave us Wood. that's just for the Forest fans. Chris Wood's hat-trick, unbelievable. Will he continue to do that? I think the thing with getting rid of Steve Cooper, which obviously was very sad to see him go, but we timed it with playing like three teams that are bang out of form, which was it was just such good timing from Marinakis to play Newcastle, who were very dodgy at the time, United very dodgy, and now even Brentford looks slightly dodgy. I don't think Tony's back for this. Oh, yeah. No, forget about Bournemouth. Yeah, never mind them. That was just there.
Tony, I don't think you know that he's back. Isn't this possibly his last one?
I'm not sure. I think it might. Yeah, I'm not sure, but he's back soon.
I'll just go and bring for little Tony.
Yeah, he's back soon, but like Nuno's had an amazing start at Forest, and I think I'd still certainly
back. He's back. He's available to selection. Yeah, 7.9 mil. I mean, an absolute watch list. And they've said they're not going to sell him. Look at that, they're on a terrible one. I didn't realise quite how bad it was. 1-2.
Brentford really have struggled.
Seven loses
without
in
him. Seven
well,
losses.
It's Wissa, isn't it? Wissa being out.
Yeah, Wissa's another one who's gone to AFCON, and he was injured anyway, I think. But they're
Bueno,
squad is depleted. Bumo's injury is he's missing the whole of the AFCON anyway. So,
and like you can't just have
Mope. You can't have Neil moping around up front, can you? Although he does look, but he's only good when he's at Brentford, so he does look a slightly bit better. But I think certainly Tony is worth thinking about bringing back in. Certainly, I mean, I don't know how long Haaland is out for, to be quite honest. I don't know what
they're waiting to see when he's back. Yeah, it's very odd. I mean, I've got 7.5 mil unspent at the moment, and
yeah, it's horrible having that in your bank. I've got 10.4 in my bank. 10.4 in my bank. It's unbelievable. I've never had that much. I'm cash rich, but it's absolutely pointless.
You're like Spurs, you're like Daniel Levy.
Just sitting on it, mate. Just letting the interest, just building the interest, stick it in an ISA, loving it. Yeah. But I mean, I wanted to get rid of Alexander Arnold, but I don't. I'm just going to have to start with Trippier instead because I've still got him.
Yeah. Me too, who I also wanted to get rid of, really. But
yeah.
I will be getting shot on Trent. I'm not sure. So I'll have even more money because there's no way I'm spending all the 8.4 on a defender.
You can't replace anyone for that much, Trent. But Trent, it sounds like quite a bad knee injury. Might be 3 weeks, but it might be longer. I mean, you just don't really know, do you?
I wonder if I'm going to come crawling back to Kyle Walker or something, you know.
Oh, well, like his alleged second child.
I don't know if I'm okay with that.
I don't know if I can say that, to be honest. It was in the tabloids, but
you did say alleged. I think you're completely.
I said alleged, so.
And yeah, I didn't say which Walker.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Yeah, I guess a member of the Walker family.
And it's been the ninth day of FPL almost. The lawyers gave to me a cease and desist immediately.
Excellent. Yeah, let's move on from that. Let's not dwell on
the final ever episode of this, and Matt's last day of broadcasting.
Yeah, did I see that? You know how Kyle Walker was stolen from Spurs by Man City? I think I saw
a
report that
£50 million heist. Yeah.
Well, I mean, stolen, but you know.
I know where you're going with this, and I don't even want to comment.
No, because he's after. They're looking at Porro, aren't they?
No,
aren't they?
You can't let us wait. Take six years to replace Kyle Walker with an appropriate right back, and then buy that right back as soon as that.
I know it's mad, isn't it? So annoying. So
the
annoying.
The problem with Tottenham is they've got too many good young players. The keeper really as well at the moment. There's too many of these players. Every single one of them, I spend some time thinking, oh, someone's going to come in here. You know, it'd have to basically just be City, really.
I think someone I saw very clever, because I think Kyle Walker Peters came through after Kyle Walker left.
Yes. Yeah.
And someone saying you've probably got someone in your youth team called Pedro Porro Peters or something, so you can replace him when Pedro Porro goes to the Etihad.
I mean,
inevitably.
No, he's a former City. player, so it seems a bit odd they would have him back.
Okay.
I mean, I think he's very, very good, but I do think
I didn't know he's a former City player.
He is a little bit suspect in the air, that's the only thing I would say. But great goal in the cup.
Ooh.
Imagine if he'd had that in the FPL. What a goal.
Yeah. I mean, I had a doggy in for a while, and I think I got rid of him when he got suspended, but I certainly want one of those two.
I've got
wing backs.
That's the obvious one. Yeah, Trent Porro, definitely.
Yeah, that is a good one, isn't it, really? Yeah, but I'll probably wait till next week to do that, but because you get this Man United game out of the way.
Hovering on Spurs, they've also got, I noticed that Romero's price had dropped to 4.9 and he's supposedly back any day now. And he was one of those defenders that was picking up some sneaky goals, like three goals. He was just starting to
wasn't he? Early in the season, yeah.
Sort of situation. Was getting a couple of bonus points a week. Obviously,
but with Van der Ven being back, you seem to have like an embarrassment of riches at the back now. And even Reguilon's returned, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's keeping Reguilon's
back.
That was the only signing, isn't it? Dragusson, who chose Spurs over Munich.
And Dyer's gone to Munich as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's quite sad. Farewell.
It's nice to link up back with his old mate Harry. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, nice for him.
He's gone off the boil a bit, hasn't he?
Yeah, not necessarily in the first 11, but I liked him as a character.
Right. And you've still got bloody Sessegnon, Segasil, as you used to call him. He's still there. Yeah,
He's flattered to deceive.
Occasionally, he came on a little burst of form.
Played 10 minutes.
Really?
It was awful. Nearly brought out around four times. It was quite alarming. Very strange.
Basically, we're saying, how can we sum up this meandering chat?
Who are you captaining?
Still got Foden. I'm probably captaining Foden, Newcastle.
Well, he was who I had it on when I logged in this morning.
Last time out did very nicely for me, and he is just absolutely, he's in beautiful form. My only fear about him now is, I think with him and Alvarez, the return of KDB is going to mess with both of them. I don't think, certainly, Alvarez is the one that's going to be on the bench for the return of KDB, I think, by the looks of it, as long as Haaland's back, that is, which is no guaranteed thing at this stage. But yeah, I'm worried about Foden and Alvarez, because Foden is just in absolutely outrageous form at the moment, and he's just absolutely flying, isn't he? Mm-hmm. So I'll probably keep it with him. But then I've got like I've got a very cheap midfield of Ward-Prowse, Tavernier, whatever you want to call him, for Bournemouth, Palmer, and Foden. And since I bought Isak in, he's surprisingly done quite well up front for Newcastle, because even when they do badly, he pops up with the odd goal. Which is surprising. I was very surprised, because I thought I was going to just get rid of him, but he keeps scoring. So, and then Watkins and Alvarez up front, with McNeil now injured. He's looking like he's going to go on the bench. He's been quite good though of late, McNeil for Everton.
Yeah,
one of Dyche's old mates. What about you? Who did you sign this week? So I basically signed Alfie Doughty and Cole Palmer.
Wow, really, very cheap. I only got 10 mil in the bank. Yeah, well, it was Foden, Richarlison, as I said, and then with a lot of players. Was there a temptation in you to play the wild card and just go a bit crazy?
Yeah, I mean, there was the temptation to do that, but I think I'm waiting for the whole chip tactics, isn't it? You know, I'm not making that mistake again.
All right.
I need to keep one up on the part-timers that don't know about chip tactics. So I need to save mine until the right moment this season. I really do.
I feel like I'm not across
such a bad start.
Oh, this, I saw a lot of the old, you know, this is an FA Cup clash and there's going to be blank weeks and who will be affected.
I'm not really on board with it yet.
And I just, with the new year and everything, it's just like, oh, do I want to get back into it? It's like a 10-day gap or whatever it's been. I just don't know.
There's enough going
on. When I can bring this into my brain and go, oh, yeah, I need to start playing.
I'm waiting for someone like Ben Krellin to tell me the...
They're all doing it. I just can't...
They tell me the when to do it and where to do it and when, and then
it's
I'll do it.
It's been posted what's likely to happen.
Yeah.
But I just can't.
So there are doubles coming, though, aren't there? Has there been a double announced yet?
No, but the City-Brentford one is in the pipeline, isn't it? That's the only one that's obvious. But then after that, I mean, and you have a FA Cup final with potentially Liverpool, Chelsea or Fulham being missing for a week, and then Dublin. And then,
the League Cup final, yeah.
And then I think the quarterfinals will also have a lot of blanks. And there's a lot of all-prem ties, so, yeah.
All that to come, mate, all that to come. But like you say, we're not across that, so...
No.
People hopefully don't come here for that, because, if they've come for it, they've come to the wrong place. We're the home of singing and Christmas songs, even though it's not Christmas, reworked. So what would be nice now, Dan, if you could just recap and go back over all the 12 days of FPLmas from the podcast, because that's what you're supposed to do, isn't it? Do it in reverse.
First day of FPLmas, FPL gave to me Colton Palmer captains? No, it was the Salah, wasn't it? Trent Alexander-Arnold injury. Yes. Then it was Colton Palmer. He was not
Colton Palmer. If you signed him, that would be amazing.
One for young fans. then there was.
He was quite good on FPL, weirdly. Yeah.
Bowen being orangey. We had that.
Yeah, Bowen.
Then you, Sam. What was your one about?
Doughty, one to watch.
So okay, and then I know there was a lawsuit in there, cease and desist.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, I don't know about the rest. There was all sorts of songs. If you can remember them all, why not write in and tell us?
Yes, please do.
Yeah, but we have got the 10th really final one that we can do after for the sign off. And I noticed that you skimmed over the average game week points from 59. I got 83. You got 60.
Yes.
Your overall rank 60. Is 4.2 million.
Yeah, it's not good. Like I say, I've had a bad first half of the season. But I was sort of quite pleased with my last one, but it still didn't do very well overall, despite the 24 for Foden captain.
It is game week 21, so we're quite comfortably past the halfway stage, I'd say now, but okay.
No. This is the business end of the season, Dan, isn't it? Right, I think there's about 100-point gap between us. 100-point gap is
close. You're after me, Arsenal, in it? Okay.
Yeah. 100-point gap is certainly closable.
109. Yeah.
109 is it? Yeah. Exactly. What's 9 points? You know, that's put some way much difference, does it? But there's a long way to go, Dan. So don't get too cocky yet.
Right.
With Frank Lampard, don't do that. Who is top of the game week league table? I suppose we haven't looked at that for a while. We haven't done a podcast for a while, so we definitely haven't.
Top is.
John F3 Snooky Reynolds. What a crazy name with a Mary Reynolds FC.
Well, he's American.
He's American. He's got the American soccer kit. He's a Fulham fan, of course, he is. He loves the full ham.
Got Trent, Son, Salah, Kufa.
Wow, yeah. He's got a lot going on there.
There'll be a new leader next week. Perhaps Emil Ettin from Sweden, one of our old classic Scandi fans.
Get in. Emil Ettin, yes, good, nice to see. And Bayern Machin, oh wow, Bayern Machin, Danny Sports Washings. I'm not 100% sure what country he comes from, but he is he's a Fulham fan as well. So the Fulham fans are doing very well. Also has Salah, Trent, and Son. So a lot of transfers to be made.
Norfolk Island, yeah, of course.
That flag.
Yeah, Norfolk Island, yes.
What? There's Norfolk Island called that, is there? What? Where's Norfolk Island? Is that America?
Norfolk Island, of course, is an external territory of Australia.
Is it?
Between New Zealand and New Caledonia. Oh, Did you know that?
That's beautiful. I have no way did I know about that. No, the international top three, which is amazing.
If you ever want to do find out, just Google Nigerian flag with a tree in the middle, and then you will discover what that flag means.
Thanks for revealing your technique there, Dan. Also, a lovely other name in the top five, Botmanless Brunch. That's quite a good team name, isn't it? His team name goes Tom Bailey. Botmanless Brunch. That's quite.
I feel like you've ruined it. Sven.
No, I don't think I've given it. Botmanless Brunch. It's good. It's a good name. It's a good little pun, that. But yes, anyway, well done to all you people around the world. It's good to be back with an actual podcast. I suppose
on the 10th day of FPLmas.
On the 10th day of Christmas.
It's not Christmas, because it's FPLmas.
On the 10th day of FPLmas, my true love said to me, it may be a fantasy, but it's in serious. Game week.
Did that work as a song?
Possibly. I think it was quite nice. We should do a thread of song throughout the podcast more often.
Right,
and then you can go away and record it now, and then just edit it on the end there. I'm sure you haven't got a busy afternoon ahead.
Nothing better to do than try and make your singing sound better.
Sports Social Podcast Network.